Well, we have had Tech Tuesdays pretty regularly. There's even been an occasional website Wednesday for Sarah Kenzie to join us. Well, today we thought we would try out a digital media Monday. How you like that?
I love it. I love alliteration. I love it when those things go together. It's great. Now, this time next week, we are going to be kicking off our fall share-a-thon. And I know for Catholic radio across Idaho, we hear some incredible conversion stories, people that convert to Catholicism because it's something they hear on Catholic radio. My experience in the several spring share-a-thons that I've been a part of at Mater Dei, I have been blown away at all of the priests and the religious brothers and people that have become priests because of Mater Dei Radio. What an incredible tool for evangelization. And who knows, your gift next week during Fall Share-a-thon could produce another priest for our archdiocese down the road. That's powerful.
I love hearing those stories, and you're right. And not only have they been a part of vocations, you hear about it the whole lives. I mean, I think it was Father Justin Echevarria who used to say, yeah, we would pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with Mater Dei Radio on his way home from school. That his mom was driving them, so they should pick him up and say, all right, let's pray the Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock. And I mean, those are the things that legacy can do. Right. Now, for more than 35 years, Mater Dei Radio has been on the air. And it's just one of those times for our community. In fact, it's twice a year. We rely on the support of our listeners. So it begins October 13th. That is a Monday through the 17th. Rejoice in hope. And that's what's incredible is for all of the difficulty. I mean, we look outside and we hear about the things going on in the world, especially important. It seems like there's so much focus going on here. And yet, here we are at Mater Dei Radio saying, we rejoice. We rejoice that Mater Dei Radio can be here for all of these years. And so rejoice and hope, that is the theme. Now, I'm hoping to get an interview. I don't want to give out too much information either, but we have got a great host coming back. You have been a part of it for many years, but I will say this already, Brian, you're not going to be joining us this year as our host. You've got duties there at Salt and Light Radio.
Yes. Unfortunately, in the fall, we usually our fundraisers in the fall are at the same time. But I am lucky to be able to come out there usually in April for spring share-a-thon. So, yeah, we'll have a different host. But it is, I look forward to share-a-thon because it's a family reunion. We think about all the inspirational interviews that we're going to hear from people that sometimes that's the only time we see them at Mater Dei Radio is during share-a-thon time. So get ready. It's going to be a wild week. And Sarah's here now to join us and tell us more about it.
Hey, good morning, Sarah. You know, we were just getting ready to open up the webpage for Fall Share-a-thon. You have got all of your like fingers on the digital media, like pulse of Mater Dei Radio. I was just looking on there. You've got like little pages for people to post that, you know, if you support Mater Dei Radio, go to our webpage because you're really setting up the page. So that way, not only can people make their pledge, but they can also show the rest of the world how they support Mater Dei Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you both. But yes, the website, well, there's going to be a lot more added this week. So stay tuned. We're going to have the guest list up very soon. Lots of information about the week, our gifts, things like that. But for now, like you said, you can go there, you can make your pledge, especially for that matching fund. But I did share some graphics, a flyer, and that's a really easy way that you can help us. I know, you know, sometimes we think, oh, well, how can I help? Or like, I can't give a big donation or something like that. First of all, every little bit helps. But also a big part of Share-a-thon is really just getting that buzz going. And so it doesn't matter what avenue you use. You can click on either of those images and then it will pop up like the full size. So then you can save the high quality image, and then you can also download the PDF flyer. So you could text it to, you know, your friends and family. You could email it. You can post it on your own social media. You can also go to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram, and we have a post there as well. Just one for right now to get us started. There will be a lot more coming this week, and especially next week. We're going to be sharing lots of video. That's one of my favorite parts about Share-a-thon is getting to show people what it's like in studio and hearing from the guests and actually being able to see them a little bit too. And so I love sharing those little powerful clips that from those conversations with our guests. And so, you know, not just this week, I mean, you can start this week, share that first image about the matching fund. That's a really easy way to help us and just kind of get the Share-a-thon on people's radar. I think that's the big part, right? This week is really to build the matching fund, but also just to get people reminded Share-a-thon's next week, so that way people remember to tune in. So you can start helping this week by sharing that. We'll share some video from our staff as well, but also next week, you know, as you go through our social media, as you see all of our different posts, our different videos, if something inspires you, I mean, share it with other people, because there's so many things that our guests share that are just incredible. And so it's a really easy way to spread the joy of the gospel, spread the hope that we have in Christ. And our theme is rejoice in hope. And so this is a really easy way to evangelize on social media, is share those little clips and things that inspire you. But it also helps us to be able to continue our ministry by just getting that buzz going. It's so exciting when people start telling me, oh, it's Share-a-thon. I saw it online. You know, I saw it on social media somewhere. And, you know, it takes a little bit of momentum with, you know, how the algorithm works.
Yes. Like,
so we need a lot of people sharing in order to get the word out. So it's a really easy way that you can help us.
Sarah Kenzie joining us today. We're calling it a Digital Media Monday. I think that is a really great name as well for you to join us. We are gearing up for our fall Share-a-thon, Rejoice in Hope. The other thing that we love, that we just feel so supportive as a staff here, is all of the great volunteers that join us throughout the week. We are fed well throughout the week. And this incredible list of guests. Now, I've been looking at that. It is really starting to fill up. We've got some new guests coming on this time around, and I'm actually looking forward for that. So you could go online and find out more information. The guest list not posted yet, but I'm just going to say,
we'll have it up soon.
If you are north of the Columbia River, say maybe going to Parish Family with St. Joe's Cathedral and Our Lady of Lourdes, you will be represented this year. The capital city, we have got representation from New Priest there, and out in McMinnville, you got somebody coming
on. Yes, we do. We have a couple of our newer priests. Yes, from that region, also from over here in Beaverton. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Yes.
We've got several new guests coming in, and then of course, you know, the people that are always here.
Oh,
and
sure.
So it's a fun mix of people. I'm really excited. It's actually filling up. Actually, some days are already completely full. I got a few last minute touches, but we're getting really close, and I'm just so excited. I love hearing from our guests. I love seeing them. They're so supportive of us and our ministry, and they just want to share the joy of the gospel like we do. And so I'm so excited for them to be here next week.
You know, and our theme is so wonderful, Rejoice in Hope. Look, we are on the Monday before the start of Share-a-thon. So we've got these next 5 days to put all of our finishing touches on it. And then we go live on Monday. But we rejoice because we know that when we get to Friday at 7 o'clock, God already knows where we are going to be.
Absolutely.
He knows that. What we all have to do, though, is our part. So throughout the week, well, we're going to be able to rejoice. We're going to work, but we definitely need our listeners to tune in.
Absolutely. I mean, that's so important. I mean, for all of you to be engaged in our mission all the time, but especially during this critical fundraising week. And, you know, take some time and pray about, you know, maybe what you can give to support us. But, you know, even once you've made your gift, I mean, or if you, you know, you're going to give later in the week or whatever it is, tune in the rest of the time. And I mean, it just, it means the world that people are listening, that they're praying for us. I mean, that's so important too. But you know, you really get the sense of everyone's kind of in it together when our listeners are tuning in, you know, because then you start getting messages like, oh, I heard this, or did you make this goal yet? Like, how can I help? You know, you didn't quite make that goal. I'll help out here. And, or just knowing that everyone is tuning in, that they're praying with us. I mean, that's so powerful. And the airwaves, both the actual radio airwaves, but also through the Hail Mary Media app or our website, you can listen live, you can stream wherever you are. So there's really not a reason to not tune in. I mean, I know people have to work, I guess, and think, but we do. Right. But you know, you can be with us in spirit, you can tune in when you can. And then usually afterwards, it takes a couple days, but I'll be posting our audio of those hours as well, so you can catch up if you miss something. We're really excited for all of you to join us.
We are really excited. We are excited because we have got a week ahead of us to put all these finishing touches on it. But Sarah Kenzie, as you said, we encourage all of our listeners to go to our webpage, read more about it, see if you can make your matching pledge today, and then tune in on Monday. Thanks so much, Sarah, for being with us today.
You're welcome.